Waking up with Central Iowa.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Happy to have this guy on the show. He's going to be at the Funny Bone tomorrow night. One show, 7:30. Make your reservations, funnybonedm.com. Or you can call 270-2102. It's comedian Christopher Titus.
Hey!
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's here in California, and I'm a stand-up comedian, and so I feel like a vampire with a paper route, but I'm all right.
Did you ever really have a paper route as a kid?
I did, man. I used to have to get up. Oh, yeah. And it was at that time I was with my mom.
Yeah.
And I'd get paid, and I'd get half, and she'd get half. That's how it worked out.
All right. Nice. Now, did you do it every day, or did she do it for you a lot?
Oh, no. Oh, no. My mom was crazy. As I said before, mom's crazy. I mean, we, the jury, find the defendant crazy. So I'd get up at like 5:45, fold papers, do it, and go. And I remember thinking, I hate this job. I'm going to be a stand-up comedian.
Dreams.
Dream big, man.
Yeah, writes jokes while you're on the route. I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome. Of course, Christopher Titus here had his own show. Titus, he had a movie that you made last year. It was your first ever movie, right?
Yeah, special unit, all five-story views. If you want to see, the whole premise was due to the Fairness and Disability Act, the LAPD has to hire 4 handicapped undercover detectives, and I play Nick Nolte's mugshot, but with 40% more scumbag. It's pretty good.
Again,
really
dreams.
Good, man. We used all disabled actors, and it's really, and I'm not kidding, if you want to laugh your ass off, go. It's on Amazon, Google Play, and iTunes right now. It's really all 5-star reviews. But don't take it from me. Take it from the thousands of people who think I'm a genius.
Yeah, Special Unit, the name of it. You said you could find it on Amazon, right?
Yeah. If you want to laugh, and go see it. And then I'm bringing the new tour. We kind of just got it in shape. Amerigeddon. I wanted to write a show that was going to bring the country together. So it's all about politics. Talking about politics in America right now is like trying to organize an interracial hoedown in 1840.
Right. Yes.
Do you find any common ground in any of your shows? Do you think?
I just got mad at this election. Because, you know, look, here's the problem. We got mad at each other over these idiots. Like, half of us want this arrogant pantsuit-wearing robot. I call her C-3PO. and why was she wearing those square jackets? Was she running as Lego Hillary? So half of us wanted her, and half of us wanted this orange, delusional, Alzheimer's-ridden rodeo clown. And that's why we were mad at each other, because we're going to get a new idiot 4 years anyway, but your family, you're going to need them around to wipe you. So don't argue with them about politics.
More fun just around the corner with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
If you thought doing comedy about politics was tough, what about doing comedy in Alabama? More with Christopher Titus in about 8 minutes.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.